Hype flips ESOL in fully diluted valuation at 54.47B. Hyperliquid's native token Hype has surpassed Solana on fully diluted valuation for the first time, with Hype sitting at $54.47 billion versus SOL at $54.22 billion as of May 21, 2026, according to figures shared by Cointelegraph. The flip happened during a broader market pause, with SOL trading at $86.47, 2.0% over 24 hours, and Hype inching higher on its own bid. It is the first time a Perpetuals-focused decentralized exchange token has crossed a top-tier layer 1 on this metric. FDV measures the theoretical market cap if every token in the supply schedule were unlocked at the current price. So the comparison stretches Hype's circulating reality against SOL's near-fully distributed float. The optics still matter. An exchange token now ranks alongside the chain that hosts most of the activity it competes with. The numbers behind the flip. The two FDV figures are within $250 million of each other, which means the lead can flip again on a single trading session. SOL's circulating supply is already close to its maximum issuance, so FDV and market cap nearly converge. Hype is the inverse. A large share of its token schedule has not yet entered circulation, which inflates FDV against a thinner free float. Even with that caveat, the raw price strength is unusual. Hype has been climbing while the rest of the majors are flat or red on the week. As of the time of writing, Bitcoin sits at $77,730, down 2.5% on the week. ETH is at $2,134, down 5.8% weekly. And SOL is down 5.2% over 7 days despite today's bounce. The Fear and Greed Index reads 40, neutral-leaning bearish. Hype outperforming into a soft tape is the part traders are noticing. A Perp DEX token priced, like a top L1 Hyperliquid, runs a perpetual futures venue on its own custom layer 1, with the bulk of activity in perp trading rather than spot or general purpose, DeFi. The platform has captured a meaningful share of on-chain derivatives flow over the past year, and the token economics route a portion of platform fees back to holders. That fee capture loop, combined with steady volume, has been the primary case for Hype's bid through 2026. Solana, by contrast, is a general purpose chain hosting consumer apps, meme coin trading, DePIN projects, and a growing slate of payment and stablecoin rails. Its FDV reflects validator economics, transaction fees, and the chain's positioning as a high-throughput alternative to Ethereum. The two assets are not directly comparable in a fundamental sense. Yet markets are pricing the cash flow story of a single high-revenue application above the network value of a multi-app L1, at least at this snapshot. Recent ETF flow data shows institutional money continuing to allocate to SOL through regulated wrappers. SOL and XRP ETFs pulled inflows last week, while BTC and ETH funds bled. That ETF demand is one reason SOL's spot price has held above $86 even on weeks when Bitcoin slides through major support. Hype has no comparable institutional wrapper yet, though Bitwise's Hype ETF debut earlier this month posted the strongest altcoin ETF launch volumes of 2026. The FDV caveat traders are citing the biggest counterpoint making the rounds is that FDV is a soft comparison when supply schedules diverge. SOL inflation is now low and predictable, with most of its float in the market. Hype still has unlocked cliffs ahead, and the FDV figure assumes those tokens hit the market at today's price, which historically does not happen on illiquid altcoins. On circulating market cap, the picture is different, and SOL retains a comfortable lead. Still, FDV is the metric institutional analysts cite when comparing token economics on a like-for-like basis. The fact that Hype has crossed SOL on this measure with a fraction of SOL's history and ecosystem footprint is what traders are reacting to. The setup from here, if Hype holds the lead through the next major SOL ETF flow report or the next Hype unlock event, the flip becomes more durable than a single-day headline. If SOL recovers along with the broader market or Hype faces an unlock-driven sell pressure, the ordering reverts. The two numbers are close enough that either outcome is on the table within a week. For traders watching this, The more interesting question is whether a high-revenue application token can sustain an FDV that rivals the chain it competes against. If yes, it reshapes how analysts value DeFi tokens against base layers. If no, the flip will read as a late-cycle anomaly driven by thin float.